Thanks for joining us today for episode 2 of In the Jar Studios
Sounds Around Town.
And I'm your host, Al Loya. Our guest in the studio today is Victor Raul Aya. He's a local artist that performs Janero music. Victor, can you tell us where Janero music derives from?
Thank you, Alfred, for this invitation here, the studio, and this opportunity you give me here to let people know what I'm doing musically here. In the Yard Studios, we have worked on two projects. The first one was it's a llanero album, Música Llanera, or Music of the Plains of Colombia and Venezuela, which is cowboy music over there. It's very traditional for the cattle regions in the savannas. It's a region of western Venezuela, eastern Colombia. And it's this harp, you know, and this cuatro, and this bass, and the maracas, are the main instruments, and it's just a very lively music, stream music, and I wrote these songs throughout the years. I'm a songwriter, been writing not just llanero music, but other types of musics of Colombia, like cumbia, vallenato, and you know, these types of airs of Latin flavor.
Victor, I understand that you recorded a portion of this album in Colombia. Can you tell us how you accomplished this task?
Well, in the first album, it was llanero music. I actually went to Colombia and started looking for good instrument players. So I actually interviewed a total of 12 harp players because I wanted to record with harp. So after searching and listening and auditioning, I chose Mr. William Aqualo as a harp player in the project for the songs. So I already had made the demos. I have my demos. I played several instruments myself, but I just wanted to use you know, professionals, and that's why I went to Colombia and ended up with Mr. William Aqualo, the harp player, and his band Corazón Llanero, excellent band, excellent players, and so we went to the studio over there. They started recording these original songs of mine.
So tell us, Victor, what is your main writing instrument?
I play guitar, cuatro. Cuatro is a traditional instrument over there, and for this llanero music, it's a rhythm instrument. Those two instruments mainly the ones I use to write songs, but a lot of times I just don't use no instrument, just my mind.
Wow, that's impressive, Victor. Can you tell me, how is it that you choose the songs that will be on the album?
After having a good collection of songs throughout the years that I've written this type of music, I decided that I, out of the pool of about 20 that I have made demos of, I got the best 10, and then I went and hired a good band to do it with the harp.
So did you hire these musicians in Houston, or did you record these tracks elsewhere?
No, actually a good, authentic llanero music. I had to go to Colombia and, you know, do it over there.
So tell us about your experience in Colombia.
Yes, it was last year, 2005, in the summer, over there 4 months. And you know, I went with just the idea of recording, finding the good harp players, and I did find Mr. Maestro William Aqualo. Is a harp player, and he was selected out of 12 harp players.
So you found yourself hiring professional musicians for this project. Man, that's really interesting. Was this a lengthy process?
Actually, it's taken a while to make this album. It's going slow, but it's going surely, and you know, I don't really rush things, you know, and it's coming out good, and it's taken about a year at this rate. But you know, I would imagine within probably 3 months, to a reasonable amount of time, you know, 3 months we'll get it probably done.
So by August, your release will be out in stores to purchase then, huh?
Yes, to be in the safe side, it probably will be before then.
So tell us, Victor, how'd you go about choosing a studio to record your music at?
Well, I asked around in Colombia, and I got referred to a good studio there, where it's a studio, Mr. Barriga, Javier Barriga. He's in for this type of llanero music. He's one of the best. He's known for that, so I chose him over other studios based on his reputation. And we ended up recording over there, starting. And then I ended up concluding here in Houston, in the Yard Studios, because I felt, you know, that I like the setup, you know, and the, you know, I had to look at all those things also, and so I consider a lot of things, and so, you know, just being a blessing that we had two good studios and good engineers.
You have a clip from the new album. What's the name of the song that you're going to be playing for us?
Carrera del Año 59, the horse race of the year 1959. It's a horse race between two horse champions, and it's a pretty traditional song. I wrote this song based on my experiences when I was a child.
That's awesome, man. So we're going to hear Victor Haya, Carrera del Año 59. Wow, Victor, that was a really good song. Can you tell us how long you've been playing music?
Actually, since I was a very young, I loved singing since I was a very small kid. I actually started singing about 9-10 years old, and then started playing instruments around 14-15 years of age, mostly string instruments, cuatro, guitar, then keyboards and bass, also bass guitar. Bandola, llanera, also some, but not. I'm not an expert on it, but I do play that. And now mostly guitar.
So a lot of traditional Colombian instruments, and then some instruments that you find down here in the United States as well. What is it that you look for in a studio when you go to record? You know, for all the younger listeners out there that haven't been into a studio, what is it that you look for in particular?
There are many things besides just a good sound. I think most of them give you a good sound, good professional studios, but I look beyond that, just the sound. You have to have the atmosphere, something in the air within the studio that you feel good about. And so it's a matter of comfort and feeling good about this place.
Well, that's great. I have to say that I really enjoyed your music, and I look forward to your new release. We'll be catching up with Victor pretty soon here in the near future to discuss his new project of tropical music.
This project probably be for after the Janeiro album release.
So there you have it, people.
Bye. Hasta la vista, baby.
This concludes In the Jar Studios.
Sounds Around Town.
The intro and outro music performed by Jazz It Up, Robin G. and Al Loya.